Brownsville at large. Quality of life. Your sales tax at work with Corey Pena, BCIC. Season 2, Episode 4. Brownsville's local sales tax investment and quality of life priorities take center stage in the latest episode of Brownsville at large. Commissioner Tino Villarreal Jr. sits down with Brownsville Community Improvement Corporation President and CEO Corey Pena to discuss how BCIC uses local sales tax dollars to fund parks, entrepreneurship programs, downtown revitalization, and community-driven development. The conversation highlights BCIC's strategic plan through 2029, the role of the eBridge Center in supporting small businesses, and how public investment is helping shape Brownsville's long-term growth and everyday quality of life. What happens to our local sales tax dollars, and how does that investment actually show up in your everyday life? In this episode of Brownsville at Large, Commissioner Tino Villarreal Jr. sits down with Corey Pena, President and CEO of the Brownsville Community Improvement Corporation, BCIC, one of the City of Brownsville's two economic development organizations, type BEDC. Corey breaks down what BCIC funds, how it differs from the type AEDC, and why BCIC's strategic plan through 2029 matters for the future of our city from parks, recreation, downtown revitalization, and placemaking projects to entrepreneurship programs, grants, and financing for local small businesses. You'll also hear real examples of impact, like how BCIC helped expand community services, support major quality of life projects, and even pivoted during COVID to help keep local businesses from closing. Highlights in this episode: what BCIC is and how it's funded, strategic plan through 2029, built from community input, quality of life projects plus why they matter, downtown investment plus the big grant, the eBridge Center, a one-stop hub for entrepreneurs, 1 million cups, Wednesdays at 9 a.m., plus our GV Startup Week, how residents can stay informed, attend meetings, and share ideas.